Okay. We are on Kuf Amud Beis, all the way down at the bottom of the page. We already read the Mishnah, talking about the Amima Enes, Hashniya, and Islandness, etc. That all these women don't have Aksuba, not Peros, some have Mizonos or Blows, etc. And the Gemara begins talking about this case. So says the Gemara, Rav Tani, Ketana Yotza Beget, Ein Laksuba, V'kol Shekim Mima Enes. So basically, we're trying to focus Rav and Shmuel, how we understand this case, Mima Enes, Ein Laksuba. So Rav says, well, what's the pshat? The pshat is that a Ketana, right, even if she would go out, a Ketana goes out with a get, right, so she still doesn't get a Ksuba. And if a kosher came a menes, and certainly a menes even more so a menes. Why? Because a katana, her look at Rashi, Rav Tani katana yotze beget ein laksu, but kasavra ein nisu a katana ela kemifuta ba'ama. Meaning she's not really, it's not really a marriage. So since it's not really a marriage, so therefore, even if she would have a get, she wouldn't get a ksuba. And therefore, when the mission refers to menes, is saying really any katana, and certainly a menes, right? A katana with the ksuba, and certainly a menes. And Shmuel Tani, menes in la ksuba, ava yotze beget yesh la ksuba. And Shmuel says, no, the mission means when it says menes in la ksuba, it means that specifically a menes, because she just does neon, right? All she does is she's never really had a real kiddushin per se. She, it was as a katana, and all she needs to do to get out of the marriage is neon, showing that a man doesn't have to do anything. She just says, I'm done. And so that reflects the fact that the marriage is really, really nothing. But if she's Yosef again, so then already she received the get. So and since she receives a get, she gets a ksuba, reflecting that maybe there is something a little bit more there to the marriage, and then something specific about only Mion that means that she doesn't get a ksuba. So va'az Shmuel the time and Shmuel who holds has this approach that's specifically the mion, but a regular kiddusha katana if she would get a ksuba, that's consistent with his approach in general. Why the Amar Shmuel in my enes ain't lak ksuba yotze beget yesh lak ksuba, right? Because Shmuel says that if my enes doesn't get a ksuba, a yotze beget if she has a get she does get a ksuba. In my enes lo pasla mina achin, that a woman who's a young woman who's a mima enes, she doesn't become sula to marry the brothers of this initial husband, velo pasla mina kuna, and doesn't become sula to marry a kohen. But yotze beget pasla mina achin upasla mina kuna. Right, but a woman who, but a same age girl who receives a get at the end of the marriage, so she is sula to from marrying the brothers of her original husband, and she's sula to marry a kohen after that. Mima enes enes vichalaham din shlosha chadashim. Right, and a mima enes, he says, doesn't have to wait 3 months after getting divorced in order to marry a new man. The requirement of typically of having to wait, as opposed to, let's continue, yotze beget, as opposed to a woman who gets a get, even the katana receives a get, that she has to wait 3 months to make sure that we have a space between the two marriages to know that if she become pregnant, who she became pregnant from. So all of these, you know, distinctions that Shmuel makes between Mion and get, not a distinction between Gadol and Katana, but just continues distinction between how the marriage ended, Mion and get, is all reflected here as well, and therefore it makes sense to say that Shmuel says the same thing when it comes to this distinction between Mion and get. Fine. So Gemara said, wait a second, my Kamash Shalom, why are you teaching me this? Tanina, you already taught me. Kulhu, Tanina Kulhu, Hamim Enes Beish, Hu Mutar Bekrova Seha, Vihimu Taras Bekrovav. Right, the mission of Amos tells us that a woman who does Mian from her husband, so he's permitted to marry her relatives. Right? He can marry her sister, for example. Vihimu Taras Bekrovav, and she's allowed to marry his krovim. She can marry his brothers. Velo Pasla Minakuna, and she's not psula from a kohen. But nothing like yet. Who asa b'krovosav? He asur b'krovosav. Right, but if she's given a get, so she's forbidden to. He's forbidden to marry her krovim, and she's forbidden to marry his krovim. Mupasim in a kahuna, and she is forbidden to marry a kohen. So you have all this already. So what do you need? Rav's, you know, sorry, why don't you need Shmuel's, you know, famous shita? It's a Mishnah that says this. So what do I need it for? So says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you why. Tzrich lahamtin gimel chadashim tzrich alay. Right? The lotanan. Well, because that Mishnah doesn't tell me about this requirement of waiting 3 months. That is not something that that Mishnah Yavamas taught us about. So therefore, Shmuel's opinion is helpful because he adds in this extra halacha that we didn't that we would not have learned from the Mishnah. Fine. So fine. So the Gemara says fine. But Nate Lema Ketanai, maybe this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about what happens the case of the case of a get for katana. Maybe this is really machlokas tonight. Why? Because we have the following machlokas. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Maisa Katana Klum. Rabbi Elazar says that the Maisa of a katana is nothing. Ve'ein Baila Zake B'mitziya Sa, V'lob Maisa Adea, V'lob B'farsa Nereha, Ve'ein Yorsha, Ve'ein Mitamila. So Rabbi Elazar says that the Maisa of a katana, when she goes ahead and marries her husband, marries somebody, so it's nothing. Right? So therefore what happens? If she finds something her husband does not collected himself, and if she makes money working, it doesn't belong to her husband, and he can't undermine her nedarim before their chal, and he's not yorish her if she dies. Ve'in v'tamila, and if he's a kohen and she dies, he doesn't even go to her funeral. He doesn't come tamei to her. Klal shadavar eina ki ishta lechol davar. So really, you see, she's really not his wife at all. Ella shetzricha miyun, and she just needs miyun. That's it. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Yeshua Omer, Yeshua says, Maisa Katana Kolum. No, the Maisa of a Katana is something. Ubaila Zakim Mitziyasa Maisa Dea. And her husband, again, if she finds something, she finds a Mitziyah somewhere, he gets it. And if she goes to work, he gets the money. Ubafar Sinabrea, and he can be made for an Nidarim. Vyorsha, and if she dies, he's Yorishar. Umetamila, and if he's a Kohen, he becomes Tamei to her. Kalosha Davar, Hare Hiki Ishta Lachal Davar. So rather, what do you see? That she's really like his wife all across the board, except the difference is that because she's a katana, all she needs is miyun. Right? So you see, lema rav kirebi Elazar, u'shmuel tamar kirebi Yeshua. So really, it seems really clear that this machlokas, rav and shmuel, right, is that, the only difference or that it sounds like they have this distinction between whether you assume that the maisa of the katana means something or not, right? So Rav, who had said, you know, katana yotze beget in the ksuba of a kol shekem ma'enes, right? That really what she's doing is nothing, and that's why she doesn't even get even if she gets a get, nothing happens at all. She doesn't get a ksuba. So he holds like. He holds like Rabbi Elazar, right? And Shmuel, who says Mima Enes in Aksuba Yotz Baget Yeshlo Aksuba. Why? Because he holds like Yeshua that the mice of the katana is means something. So why don't we say that? So it says Gemara no. Aliv Rabbi Elazar Koli Amalo Pligi. Right? That's not really true. Really, everybody agrees with Rabbi Elazar, right? Really, everybody agrees that the mice of a katana really is nothing. Okay? Ki pligi aliv Rabbi Yeshua. Right? The machlokas is within the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. The Shmuel Amar Rabbi Yeshua, V'rav ad kan lo ka'am Rabbi Yeshua hasam ela midida l'didei. Aval midida l'didida lo. So really, everyone agrees, you know, with Rabbi Elazar. However, the question is within Rabbi Yeshua, right? Because Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that Maisa Katana is something, right? And the question is, how much is it something, right? Something. So Rav says, you know, that Adkan Klam Yeshua Hasam Elamid Didali Didei, right? Meaning, when we say that there's something to it, it means that he can yarshin her, or there are certain things that he can get from her, etc. So that's something. Avamid Didali Didei, but he says, but in terms of, you know, him having to give her a ksuba, we're not going to go that far, right? As opposed to Rav, who's going to say, sorry, to Shmuel will say, "Mam is like Rabbi Yeshua," right? And that is why Yesh la ksuba, right? And Rav said that's only true having anything, right, that's going to be, you know, that having some value in terms of this relationship. So that's only true in terms of things that she has to give to him, but to make him have to give things to her, that much he's not going to say. Fine. Okay. So then the next thing the Mishnah mentions is that she doesn't get blouse, right? She doesn't get the, you know, worn out clothing that she brought into the marriage. So that doesn't stick with her. That stays with the husband. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chiya LeRav Kahana. Amr Slam Yishmed Yishmuel Lo Shano Ela Nichse Miluk Av Nichse Tzom Barzal Isla. Right. So this whole conversation about things that she gets to keep, that's only when that's only about the Nichse Miluk, the things that the item that she brought into the property, which into the marriage, that really become like his responsibility, or he can take the payers from them, etc. But the Nichse Tzom Barzal, which really she doesn't really bring in to the ksuba, etc. So those things. So those things she keeps because they were always kept for her. So Have Bar Rav Papa Ahai. So Rav Papa says, well, what case are you talking about? If you're talking about a case where of a Mima NS, right, this woman who just says goodbye, so Idi Isnehu, Idi Vidi Shakla. Vidi Lesnehu, Idi Vidi Lo Shakla. I mean, if they're still around, so then she should take them with her when she goes. Right? But if they're not around, then she doesn't take them because it's the whole point is that there's not really a marriage here, right? Ella Alanis, and what if she's an Alanis? Idi Isnehu, Idi Vidi Shakla, Idi Lesnehu. If they're around, so then she should take them with her, right? But Idi Lesnehu, if they're not around, or there's no, if they're not around, Ipchad mi Baile, Nichse Milug, Di Bershusa, Kaime Isla, Nichse Tzombarzla, Dela Bershusa, Kaime Lisla. Right, so you should have made the opposite argument. Not that this is only true by Nichse Milug, but not by Nichse Tzom Barzal. You should have said the opposite, that the Nichse Tzom Barzal, those are the things that she, you know, that belong to her, right? So she should take them with her, but not the Nichse Milug. So Ella Ashniya. No, we're talking about the woman who's a Shniya Larayos. She's an adult, right? But she's in the marriage is real, but it's us, sir. And Shniya Larayos. But what happens? The Kansur Abana Lidida Bididei Ulidei Bidida. No, what happens? She's a Shniya Larayos. We mentioned this idea before. If she's a Shniya Larayos, so they're probably like, you know, she's part of it, she's kind of in on this, on the agreement to get married, even though they really shouldn't be getting married. And therefore, the Chazal, they put a knas on him for her things and on her for his things. And the things that each one's supposed to get, each one gets a fine. So basically, she usually should get the Nichse Tzom Barzal, that goes to him. He should be getting the Nichse Milug, and that goes to her. You know, they flip the things that they get as a way of kind of each getting punished a little bit. So Amr Shimi Bar Ashi, Shema Minama, the Rav Kahana, Aile Glima, you see from this story, that this halacha, that if she would bring a cloak into the marriage, Karna Have, that's considered like Karen, like the initial thing she brings in, Velo Machsila, and he can't cover himself with it. V'azal adabali, he can't use it until it gets totally worn out, which is the halacha when it comes to Nichse Milug. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Pira Havi." Gemara says, "But wait a second, Rav Nachman holds that's really the use of the cloak. That's like peros, right?" So Gemara says, "Yeah, the Rav Nachman Pliga. Yeah, he argues with Rav Nachman in Echanami, but fine. But the bottom line is that this idea of the blow is not going to her. So the basically, it's all referring to the case of Shnia, and that they switch. Each one's getting fined." You know, he gets fined for what should have gone to him, and she gets fined what should have gone to her because they shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. We'll pick up from here on Wednesday morning.